Greenville Health System's mission is to heal compassionately, teach innovatively, improve constantly. And in that spirit, we present this special podcast series, Inside Health, brought to you by Greenville Health System. Here's Melanie Cole.
Everyone can feel down at times. However, if you suffer from clinical depression and without the proper treatment, your feelings of despair can become so severe that you consider taking your own life. My guest today is Dr. Karen Lummel. She's the Behavioral Health Chief Medical Officer for GHS and the Division Chief for Emergency Psychiatry at Greenville Health System. Dr. Lummel, tell us a little bit about depression and some of the depression illnesses that you see.
Yes, depression is very common and often undiagnosed in the United States, unfortunately. So a lot of the signs that we would look for are changes in sleep pattern, feeling down or hopeless and expressing that or seeming like they may feel more hopeless, thoughts of wanting to harm him or herself, and also can be complicated by a recent loss or a death in the family, or also complicated by alcohol or drug use.
So that would be my next question. How do alcohol and drugs affect depressive illnesses?
So alcohol and drugs can not only cover up some of the signs or symptoms. People will often, as we say, self-medicate or often use drugs or alcohol to not experience the feelings of depression, but they also can make feelings of depression worse, especially alcohol.
So then where is the link, or is there a link, between depression, maybe untreated depression, and suicide? As we've been seeing so much in the media lately, Dr. Lummel, is there a link? Are some of these people we're seeing, do you think that they've been suffering from depressive illnesses that have been, you know, not necessarily managed?
Yes, I think so. The CDC just put out their report about over half of people who've committed suicide did not have a diagnosed mental health condition. However, those of us in the mental health field will tell you, and other experts in the field will say, that they are often people who have not sought treatment or been diagnosed. So it's undiagnosed and maybe should have been prior to completing suicide or attempting suicide.
Why do you think that people are hesitant to talk about mental illness? Do you feel, as a psychiatrist, as somebody who is a specialist in this field, do you feel that there's still a stigma and that that's one of the reasons people aren't out in the light with this, as it were?
Yes, I do feel there's still definitely a stigma to mental health and admitting that you have a mental health condition. I know that there are many celebrities who have started to talk about this, and in the event of the suicide in the media in the last week, we are noticing that this covers all ranges of people, and we need to really be aware of this and pay more attention to the signs.
Let's talk about some of those signs. What are they? What should people, if they have loved ones that maybe have sought help for depression, or that they feel that they're watching their teens and things are changing, what is it we should be on the lookout for?
Definitely. Well, the first one would be, of course, talking about committing suicide or saying that everyone would be better off without them. Difficulty sleeping or eating, drastic changes in behavior, withdrawing from friends or social activities, and a sudden loss in school, work, or other hobbies, and also giving away prized possessions or making other arrangements, but also a family history of suicide is something we need to be very aware of. That is something that raises our concern as mental health providers.
Over the years, Dr. Lummel, we've heard people say that statement of the red flags you mentioned if someone talks about suicide, and then their loved one says, oh, come on, you're not really serious about that. Or we've heard that so many times over the years. What is one to say if somebody does say, well, you know, the world would be better off without me, or any of those things you just mentioned?
Yes. Yeah, so I would encourage people to talk to the loved one who may mention that and seek outside treatment outside of the family. Sometimes people come in to talk to, quote, a stranger, a mental health provider who's not someone in the family, and are more open because there's a little bit more disclosure and not wanting to protect family members or try to cover it up to be the strong one in the family. So seeking treatment is definitely a part of this, and loved ones should encourage others to seek treatment if they hear these warning signs or these red flags, as you mentioned.
And they do need to take those seriously and not just brush them off. Is talking to the person, getting them help, obviously, but is talking to them a helpful thing? Or do you not recommend that the loved one try and delve into the situation?
I think being supportive and asking more about the situation is very important, but also knowing when to seek treatment or when to advise the loved one to seek treatment. So I think continuing to talk about it, feel supportive, or be supportive and validate the loved one who is expressing these thoughts is extremely important. So I definitely don't want to minimize that part, but also know there's a limitation to how much you as the loved one can do, and to while you are being supportive, to then continue to seek treatment or assist them in seeking treatment.
If you're somebody who's having thoughts of taking your own life, when do you see a doctor? When do you recognize in yourself, whoa, this is something? And do people that are having these thoughts, do they recognize those thoughts?
I think it can go both ways. Some people do recognize that and seek help. They may go to somebody. They may call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, or if they are in treatment already, may reach out to the provider who then direct them to seek appropriate treatment in the emergent setting. But there are times where people do not recognize that, and that's where, in themselves, that is, and that's where others may be helpful in watching for the signs, the unspoken signs, as I mentioned, some of the things that people may be doing, the actual actions of what they're doing, will give others a clue about what we need to, what they may need for help or when they need help, if those clues start to become more and more evident and become more concerning.
How can you help somebody who may be suicidal? Share the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in the text.
Yes, it's 1-800-273-TALK or 8255. But there's also the text option, so 741-741, and text the word TALK, T-A-L-K. And this is so available 24/7.
And the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text the word TALK to 741-741. Dr. Lommel, we are hearing so much more about this in the media. And as somebody who's in the field, it's not a positive thing, obviously, but do you hope that this awareness will raise a little bit of the awareness for people so that they can help their loved ones and wrap it up for us? Please, with your best advice about people who may be suffering from depression and getting the help that they need and whether they are having thoughts of taking their own life.
Yes, well, I do hope that this having this out in the open and encouraging people to talk about it will improve access to care. I think that's one of the big issues nationwide, is we don't have enough mental health providers. And that's something, is now people start talking about it, or I'm hoping people will start talking about it, and being more of an advocate for those with mental illness will be one of the outcomes of this increased national awareness.
Best advice for people that are suffering from depression, and what do you want them to know about the help that's available out there and at Greenville Health System?
Yeah, so I definitely want to encourage everybody to reach out to that national hotline, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, as we mentioned, and never be afraid that what you're thinking is are dumb, or minimize it, because we are here to help, not just at GHS, but other providers and family members. Really, we need to be more open to talking about this and realizing that it is a problem, and it affects everybody from children to the elderly, and we need to really be aware of this in our own communities and take the extra effort to help each other and be supportive.
And I'd like to share the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline again at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Or you can text the word TALK to 741-741. You're listening to Inside Health with Greenville Health System. And for more information, you can go to ghs.org. That's ghs.org. I'm Melanie Cole. Please share this very important show with loved ones and people that you know. Let's spread the word. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.